of the Tree Frames. I'm Q Mark here with Morgan Tormento and Tormento Catherine somewhere over the Rainbow Bay for another round of our witty banter set over a tune of video games. Morgan, can we introduce the show topic for today?
Okay, today we will be talking about Killing the Sims, the boombox, the fact that Aaron's chairs are too small for him. We'll be making fun of Brendan again, and we will be having story time, courtesy of Big Bunny and MuffinFilms.com. So first up, we have Killing the Sims. I believe you brought this up, Rainbow Girl.
Yep, me somewhere over the Rainbow Girl, having fun with this. Now everybody knows in The Sims you can kill your Sims, which is always fun. Like Maria says, you can drown them, burn them, you know what, feed them for days and they die. It's so much fun. But in The Sims 2, they even get more fun, with the burning twice as intense, the drowning twice as intense, and you can even play with the Grim Reaper. What fun could that possibly be? You know, the best way to kill him is in the computer one. You see, you need to trap him in a bunch of fireworks. Have them set one off, and when it comes back down, it lights up a bunch of other ones. They catch on fire and they burn. There's also a very strange way. If your Sim in The Sims 2 is very, very dirty, which we know most Sims are, eventually, if their trash gets so bad that the flies get all nasty looking, they will eat your Sim. Alive!
Really?
I need to get The Sims 2. Yes, you do! Because it's a lot of fun when your Sim just disintegrates by a giant mutant fly eating them apart. Because your house is really, really dirty. It's fun watching The Sims suffer. You just gotta agree with me.
Yeah, them dying is very fun. But there is always the classic death, and that is taking them into a room, then taking out the door, and leaving a room with no doors, and no bathroom, and no bed. They will sit there, pee on themselves, and fall asleep standing up till they die. And the Grim Reaper comes to collect them.
Lack of energy. Lack of energy.
Lack of everything. It's like, ah!
Then they scream.
Yes, screaming is a very, very, like, normal occurrence in my Sims household.
What else am I supposed to say, man? That was hilarious.
The funny little dance the Reaper does when you speed it up.
Yes. If you speed time up, the Grim Reaper does a funny little dance. And that game dude? Oh yeah, that's a lot of fun. Because most of the time you will lose.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Because
yeah, that's kind of weird. Now, if I could play rock, paper, scissors to keep my life, yeah, there's a good chance I would lose because I kind of suck at that. But well, I also to add to that,
can't
do it for my life. I'm much better at that.
Play checkers or something. I don't know.
So what? You any random game besides rock, paper, scissors. It's too hard to predict.
Well, besides the point, it's not even you that's really doing the fighting for your life. It's somebody who cares about you. Which sucks even more. And another thing about the Sims besides the killing of them is the matchmaker bitch. She's so annoying. You have to pay her buttload of money to get the match.
Don't forget, Catherine was talking about killing the Sims, not how much we hate them.
I know, but you can kill... Well, actually, you can kill her, too! You can kill her, too!
Just set her in the room. Set you in the
room, and just put him on fire.
Don't shake the microphone. You're supposed to speak into it.
It's not movement receptive. And if it sounds like I'm pushing the microphone back and forth right now, people at home, it's because I am.
Okay, next topic, because Catherine can't stay on it. Boondocks. Did anyone see the episode with Martin Luther King?
Junior.
Yes. What the hell ever. You know what? If Martin Luther King was still alive and he went to a coma and all that, stuff, I think all that would be true. He would be a shameless black folk. And, oh, and when he was channel surfing that whole, that music video, the booty butt one, I knew that was gonna come up. It always does!
Yes, there's a very, 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 like, way too much load of booty shaking on VT right now. Oh, well, Catherine is doing her interpretation right now, as we speak. Yeah, you watch, there's a program on BET at late night now that Huey, I mean, this is bound to come back sometime. It's called BET Uncut, comes out at 2:30 a.m. It's all uncut videos. You think the videos on BET regular are watchy? This is just people that can't get real record deals. They get a camcorder and a bunch of strippers to dance in a video about their song, and all of a sudden it's like, man, I mean, he is sitting like, he is turning, like, my stepfather said the best, like, he's turning in his grave now.
But what really funny on that episode of the Boondocks was how Jesus said, nigga. Dear God. When I heard that, I was like, what? Jesus said, nigga. What the heck?
Was that the episode when Huey wanted to do his production of the Christmas one?
No! Jesus wasn't in that episode!
No, I said when Martin Luther King Jr. said, nigga, you both said
it. Well, we have this recording, we know that you said Jesus.
We will be going over this after the show and figuring out what she said and depending on the outcome, laughing at her. So I might post the after show on Podomatic. You guys will get to laugh too.
You know what? See, I will prove y'all wrong.
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
On tape, we have it on tape. You are as guilty as R. Kelly.
Yep. Yeah, you said Jesus, whether you like it or not. You said Jesus.
No, I said Martin Luther King Jr. when he said nigga.
Martin Luther King Jr. is not as long, is not as short as Jesus.
It's not. It's all good. Two words more.
You say Jesus. You have like no control over what you say or the volume of your voice.
Charlie Murphy. Where in the world is, like, you know, Dave Chappelle, when you meet him, off somewhere else doing something. Okay, next is my next their topic. Why are my chairs so small?
Yes, Aaron, you are 6'2". I am 5'3". Your chairs are too small for me. Your legs are almost as tall as I am. There's no way you can possibly fit comfortably in this furniture that you have in this room of yours.
I mean,
I cannot put a lazy boy in this room, for those of you listening at home. My room, I would say, is about, oh, like 10 feet, or like 11 feet, like in width, and like 12 in diameter. I'm in a very, very close space right now. Yeah.
I'd say it's about 8 to 9 feet. Like,
listen, pull up. Keep it on topic. I got something to pull up on the internet.
Yes, anyway, so his computer chair is almost on the floor.
I mean, practically, we could call it a midget chair. It's meant for midgets.
His knees are almost on the floor.
I mean, literally. He could just be sitting on his knees and he could call that a chair.
Aaron, you probably would be more comfortable sitting on your knees. If you were sitting on the floor, you probably would be more comfortable than sitting in that chair.
Oh, well, I don't know about that, but I do know this, is that I guess the furniture is here to stay until I move out, but right now I'm looking up something on the internet that I saw on, like, G4TV.com. They were advertising it on, like, you know, the, whatever, like, show it would have you, It's a gigantic beanbag chair. I want you guys to see this. Wait a second. Here we go, Morgan.
Gigantic beanbag chair, huh? And it's called a love sack. This is the strangest thing I've seen.
Look at this, Morgan. It's as big as my entire room. 8 feet width and 4 feet high. This is the greatest chair of all time.
The thing wouldn't even fit in your door.
Exactly. I want one in the basement, but how will we get it in the house? It wouldn't fit. We'd be in bed, we'd be sitting there like trying to go put on a bed. Ah, we can't push it harder.
It's like one of those assembly of, like, a
quiet thing. Oh, a gigantic bag of foam and a chair thing. And they expect you to shovel the foam into the bag to make the chair once you get inside the house.
It's way too big to fit it in the door. I mean, you'd have to.
Well, I want this one too, but it's still too big. It's like 5 feet. That's like my bed. Seriously, the bed that you're sitting on right now is not five. I think it's 5 feet wide.
Yes.
Which is shorter than you.
Yeah, I know it is. I knew that. That's why I sleep diagonally.
I mean, if you have to sleep diagonally to get any type of sleep on your bed, it's honestly a hint of two things. One, you need a new bed, and two, you need a bigger room. He is obsessing with the beanbag chair. Obsessing! It's a beanbag chair.
I want either a beanbag chair or a waterbed for longest. You do not know how long I wanted that.
A waterbed will destroy your back hair. I want a waterbed too. But I can't have one because my cats would tear holes in it and then there'd be water all over my floor. Ah, yes, the Brendan problem. Speaking of Brendan, why don't we rag on him some more? Since he's not here.
Hey, what do you mean about the Brendan problem?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, no, I don't want to know now.
Think about it, Kathy.
Take a second.
No, y'all need to explain it anyway. Fuck you. Slow ass person. Anyway, so, Brendan problem. He isn't here. Again, he is studying with this girl who does not like him, who he is obsessed with. He has ditched us once again. Last time, he was shopping. Boys do not shop. Now, he is studying with a girl who he likes, who already has a boyfriend. What is wrong with him?
I don't know what's wrong with him. He's my friend. I was thinking of him and whatever his endeavors are, but I told him to quit a long time ago.
He really needs to go after someone who is more like him, not after someone who is totally at the other end of the spectrum. Towards Rainbow Girl. Neon side towards Rainbow Girl. We totally need to get Summer Guy over here.
Exactly.
No!
I remember the good old days with the rolling on the floor and me and Morgan just sitting there, well, what did you do this weekend, Morgan? We couldn't really do anything because those two were preoccupied over the other side of the room.
Ah, yes. Good times. Good times. You know, this makes me think of a quote Aaron said. Brendan is like a moth to a flame. And he is getting burned a whole hell of a lot. Burned! Burned! And the girl, her and guys are like her and shoes. Must keep switching the shoes. Must keep switching the shoes. And I mean, wouldn't you think, if you had to study, wouldn't you think to have studied way, way beforehand so you could spend time with your buddies, your friends, your compadres? You're just jealous. Stop it! But still on the point. Quit sipping on some Haterade. I'll show you Haterade! I'll beat you with the Haterade! Aaron's talking about the flavors of Haterade. Which I'm gonna kill him for! What? Where is your job? Your job, Aaron!
David. Your job.
Job.
You have a job. You know what it is.
Oh,
yes, you
what
do.
What are you talking about?
You know what you're talking about.
What are you talking about?
You have completely lost track of what you were talking about. Wow. Okay. Wow.
I made this empty noise air sound.
What a shame. What a shame.
It's alright, Catherine.
Catherine's just going old folk on us. Old folk.
Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's for everybody.
Alzheimer's.
Look,
beat you with it.
What? What are you doing? Mute yourself? Ah! Ah! You know, meeting you with your old, meeting people with your old appendage is not smart. Just, it's not smart at all.
Yeah, you'll probably end up hurting yourself
in again. For the, like, thousandth time this semester, and or any semester that I've ever been in the Shaker Heights school system. But anyways, I